Typhoon Lupit threatens more harm, but a ministry sees hope. Flooding compounds disaster for an India ministry, and freedom comes to Indonesian children on Independence Day. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Typhoon Lupit menaced the Philippines, threatening more flooding. Over 80% of Metro Manila was already flooded with Typhoons Kitsana and Parma. The good news is that this time, they're ready. AMG International's Roger Thomas says their teams may be prepared, but they're also overwhelmed.
They're just trying to turn the corner from relief to rehabilitation, and now they've got to go back to relief. And where they were trying to get to is people need long-term help to rebuild their houses and their livelihood, and churches and childcare centers need to rebuild.
Which includes 17 AMG childcare centers. Thomas adds that while it's a crisis, this has also opened new doors for the hope of Christ.
Quezon City, this is an area where we don't have any ministry at all, that they went in and gave food packages to 400 families and coordinated that with a local evangelical church. Now we're going back to check to see, hey, how you doing? And they'll ask, why are you doing this for me? Why are you here? And then we're able to tell them.
Next, as Typhoon Lupit eventually leaves the Philippines, one thing's for certain, more damage and more disease will follow. That's troubling because the Philippines has been devastated by the two previous storms. The Christian Reform World Relief Committee's Grace Weeb says waterborne diseases are hitting the area hard, one not so common.
It's called leptospirosis, and their government is worried about an epidemic, and it kills about 8% of people that are affected. It's a kidney and liver destroying disease, and it comes from animal urine in the water.
A government report suggests 148 people have died. More than 1,900 are infected. While these disasters have devastated communities, the church is prepared, says Weeb.
TRWRC has trained many, many CRC churches in the Philippines to do disaster response. So they mobilize very quickly and they are going out.
As they help physically, they're also able to help spiritually. You're listening to Mission Network News. Compassion International says the dam holding the River Krishna in Andhra Pradesh, India burst. The resulting floods are the worst in a century. Compassion International says there are four child development centers affected by the disaster. Relief supplies continue to be distributed. Pray for the children and families who've been affected by the heavy rain and flooding. Many have lost their homes and everything they own. Pray that they'll also draw near to God as they recover. Meanwhile, Teen Missions International's Bob Bland says a recent gospel project near Indonesia's capital was a success. Students from their Bible Missionary and Training Work Centers, or BMWs, ran Good News Bible Clubs. On August 17th, Indonesia's Independence Day, they threw 90 freedom parties.
They had 8,787 children that attended. And out of that group of people, 5,676 children accepted Christ as their Savior.
Was there opposition? Their team leader says no.
We don't seem to get any problem with the authorities or Muslims, because who wants to disturb a freedom party with children holding an Indonesian flag?
BMW students are trained in evangelism, leadership, and discipleship. In fact, BMW schools are now sending out missionaries.
They've sent two girls to Madagascar. They're sending two to Malawi. Sent one to South Africa. We have two in Canada, and there's others that are preparing to go.
And in filling the Great Commission, one organization can only do so much. In light of Evangelist Luis Palau's vision of raising up the next generation of evangelists, the Next Generation Alliance formed. It's a network aimed at helping believers work together in order to multiply the impact of the good news. Part of that will be addressed at the upcoming Innovative Evangelism Conference 2009, Proclaiming Christ is One. Details of when and where are on our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for information. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.